Welcome to Time for Parsha, Tovshim Pei Gimel. After the Pasuk describes the greatness of man being created B'tzameinu K'dmoseinu, it immediately says, V'yirdu B'tgas Hayom, that man will rule over all the animals. It's as if to say that man's mission and sole purpose is to rule over all the fish, the birds, the animals, and the insects. It's saying as if this is the mission statement of man, to rule over all the animals. Rashi there says, that since we were created B'tzelem Elokim, that means we have a special ability in creation. Humanity can build or destroy all the olamos. It's a special koyach that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave us in creation. What is this koyach? Why is it that the maisa, the actions of a human being, is more real than that of an animal? Why is it that animals can never change anything above our world, whilst a human being can? And the answer is, that we have the ability to choose. We have bechira. All the actions of animals work within instinct. They can repeat behavior based on conditioning, repeat a good experience and not repeat a bad experience. The human being chooses. His maisim, his actions are therefore real. The Torah is introducing us to this idea as a Kosh Baruch Hu is about to create a human being. The entire nature, Teva, will recognize the fact that the human being is bigger if he chooses. This is integral to the structure of the human being. Either be a Yirdu or a Yarad. He can be so big, above all the animals, or Yarad, or below. It's brought down that when Rabbi Chanan Vassman walked down the streets, the non-Jews would cross over, there was a Yiras, a Kovod. They would see him just respect the greatness and the stature of who Rabbi Chanan was. For us, this means respecting our own Tzelem Elokim and developing it further. These things involve working on our midas, our integrity, our dignity, keeping secrets of other people, focusing on who we are, not focusing on everyone else's faults. This is all part of building our own stature. Rio Nechbadus is building our own stature, and it's an essential element in building my Tzelem Elokim. The Maharal, in his introduction to the Torah, starts by explaining the word Torah as Hora, which is a guide to life. It's not a collection of stories or a history book. It's a guide to life. Torah is a guidebook to life, not just laws. It's teaching us how to live and how not to live. At the end of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is described as Ish Elokim, a person that reflected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light into this world through the way that he lived. This is what the Torah can do to a person. This is the great heights it's possible to reach. This is the Torah that we just dance over Simcha's Torah with all our might. It's an expression that the Torah, this holy scroll from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has the ability to take us from the realms of human being to a Tzelem Elokim, to an Ish Elokim. Good Shabbos.